really is with us, and we are very powerful people, and we just got to really believe who we are in Christ. The manifestations of the sons of God is now. We really do live from the right hand of God, and we do have great authority. And the more that we practice using that spiritual ability, the more we start to grow in faith in those areas and confidence in God, that he's doing the work as we allow him to work in us, because he's constantly, even presently, working in us at all times. When we get still and know that he is God and that he's invested in us that gift of Holy Spirit, and when we use that spiritual ability, then we start to see the heavenly blessings and authority start to manifest in this earth. And I've been real blessed lately because Sandgate's been sharing about all spiritual blessings, and that what we think is spiritual. What's going on is spiritual. Until we give it a voice, then it can start to manifest into the senses realm. So with all those fires and everything that is going on, you know, I can remember when that volcano went off in Iceland, I believe it was, and it was stopping the flights, and a group of us got together and we didn't pray. But we commanded, we used our spiritual ability, that situation. We said what we wanted and not what we saw. I think the thing in this world is that we can really get caught up in the emotion of what's going on, the severity of what's going on, because we don't deny it, it's there. But God is bigger, and he needs our mouth, he needs our faith to go to work. And it's by his grace that these things get done. So when we give a voice to what God is saying, then God really goes to work, and those things become naught. When Jesus spoke to the fig tree, he spoke to it. He told it what it was going to do. Peter recalled that to remembrance when they come back the following day and seeing this thing had died from the roots up. And what did Jesus say? He said, have the faith of God. It says in the scriptures, have faith in God. But literally, that's have the faith of God. For whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he saith, he shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So he's showing the guys here, look, this is your authority, and you say what you want with no doubt, and what you say will come to pass. And we know that the scriptures say death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And then in verse 24 of that, he says, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire. And that word desire means call for. So whatsoever things you desire or call for when you pray, believe that you've received them and you shall have them. So when you command, you believe it's already done. It's a done deal with God. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, right? So we see it in our mind. We see it in their mind. Isaiah says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. And that word mind, when you look up the Hebrew, is imagination. Well, where do we see? We see in the imagination, right? You know, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So the adversary wants to put on a display of fear with his continual and endless suggestions to get us to come into doubt. Is this really going to happen? Will this, you know, if I speak, will this really happen? But we see it already done. We see those areas that are on fire already quenching, already going out. If I lived in that area, personally, I would go where those things were, where I could see it, and then talk to it. When he said, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, he was showing them, give specific instruction. Say what you want to happen. And I've been using this in my life, and it works, you know, because God is true. So when God started to show me about what I think in my heart, what I say with my mouth, I'm going to have. And if I think opposite, I'll also have that. So wherever our heart and mind is, we want that orientated to God. I was thinking of a verse of scripture kept coming to my mind, and it was in Psalms, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. You know, what we think about inside, when we have those personal conversations with us. You know, I've caught myself on when I'm thinking to myself, it's so easy to go off into the negative. That default program, the remainders of the old man, that, you know, what the programming we've had since we've been young, can easily come up, and we can find having private conversations with ourselves on the negative side. So even what we think about is so very important. And so when we orientate ourselves to God, we're not allowing the situation in the senses realm to dominate our thoughts, to dominate our speech. So really important that if we want to manifest power, we set our affections on things above and not the things of this earth. And God is really true to what he says. So since I've been saying what I want rather than what I see, great things are happening. And then I think I shared with you before how God had me write things down. Read in Habakkuk where it says, write the vision, make it plain that he that readeth may run to do it. And I started to write a list of things down in November. And nearly all of that has come to pass. I mean, great things, even about other people. And I used to go back and read it a couple of times. And I said, yeah, this is what's going to happen. And so I've been working with different people, sharing with them about their thoughts and their words. And that we do have emotions. Emotions are there and they tell us where we are, if you see what I'm saying. So if I'm feeling down, it shows me where is my faith. They are important to the sense that when we are led by emotions, you know, we're reacting to that old man, its feelings, its thoughts. But when we understand that we can bring everything in subjection, that we are to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we're to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, we refute those negative things. We can wake up in the morning, for an example. I woke up about 4 o'clock this afternoon and I went to bed late and I watched a film. And then I thought, oh my gosh, look at the time, it's late again. So I just stayed in. I woke up at 8, fresh as a daisy, even though it was only like 4 hours sleep. And I thought, no, I'm going to rest and I'm just going to chill out. And I didn't realise I was going to sleep to 4. But that's cool. There's nothing going on today in the physical things that we're doing. So it's a relaxed day today. I'm just so blessed. I'm not moved by, oh my God, I went to bed late. Oh my God, I got up late. You know I'm constantly in the presence of God. I'm at his right hand side in Christ Jesus. And I have great authority. And we see what's going on in the world, you know, through this political stuff. And man, I'm bored of it. You know, I'm really bored of it. We know the agenda of the enemy. But like, we are sons of God and we can change what's going on. And, you know, through prayer is powerful, but through our confession and what we're saying and who we have around us and our, it's all these things are just designed to distract us from what God has given us to do in our daily living. He's got those before ordained works every day. And we just orientate ourselves to him every day, even if there's not a lot going on. And we keep our desire in front of us. So the desires that God has put in our heart, that we declare God's word, that we desire his good works, we desire the labourers. That's where my focus is. With everything that's going on, my focus is, okay, God, I thank you for just that one perfect labourer. And he's actually sending, you know, sending. I'll give you an example. There was a couple of believers in my heart that I've been praying for a long time. And I didn't know if they would ever come around by my senses. But they sent me a message on Thursday saying, we'd like to join your soon fellowship. And this desire I had and I'd been speaking and declaring as well as praying was for Spain. Now, there's many believers in Spain, but these two believers are kind of like in a different area of Spain. And they're wonderful believers, and they actually joined. And I was so blessed, and I thought, okay, that's a step number one. Okay, God, so let's cement this together. Let's get this connection that I believe that you put in my heart and that you want. And so the following day, on the Friday yesterday, not yesterday, the day before, she called me, and we spoke for about an hour and 45 minutes, and she was... had a total change of heart and mind. She really wanted to connect. She was blessed with all the things that are going on the website that we put out, Sandgate Sharings, our sharings, and other people's sharings. And God had been showing her about confession, you know, her words, what she'd been saying, what she'd been believing. So she was just thrilled to start listening to all this stuff. And finally, God just energized her to make the connection. And I'm so blessed, and I can see that things are coming through lovely as we just stay with God. He's doing all the work. And grace is that we cease from our own works. We don't have to try and make anything happen, but we just do what God gives us to do daily. We give him our desires. You know, there's areas I'm praying for to open, and I believe in God, and I'm saying, Father, this is my desire. This is what I want to see happen. And, you know, and I see it in my mind, see it in your mind, in your imagination. That's faith. And then it may not be a reality in front of me right now, but it will become that way. You know, when God said, let there be light, light was. And when God said, let, you know, the heavens be separated and the waters, it became. So we need to declare what we want. So instead of getting wrapped up with what's actually happening, you know, we understand what's going on around us, and we can pray for people. We can be that light. Then we get other people, look, you know, now say what you want to see. Tell them how Jesus spoke. Tell them how Paul spoke. And this is how I speak. And this is what happened. This is what happened. So we're to use that authority, that ability. And we speak specifically, like to that mountain, to that problem. When Jesus was walking on the water, then Peter wanted to come to him. Peter walked. He walked on the water with him until he started looking at the circumstances, the waves, the winds. They got him into fear. And that's what Satan wants to do, get us into fear. Satan, you know, gives us the aspect that he's working indirectly. He's not directly coming to you, but he's doing it indirectly, like through the politics, through the religion. But this is where we can be lights. This is where we can speak boldly as God opens the doors for us to do that. And everything is to be God-led. And it's not that we give our knowledge to people, but when there's an open door, then we speak the truth, regardless of what anyone thinks of us, what anyone says about us. But we speak directly to the problem, like when we learnt about ministering healing. Before, I would pray and all this type of stuff. But then I learnt through practice when I went to India, is that when we command, when we tell the things what to do. I'll give you an example. My very first time I ministered healing was in India. There was a big queue, and this the first lady in the line, she had a blind eye. She was about 80, or her whole eye was white, maybe cataracts, but she couldn't see out of it. And Ashish was there with me, and he was doing the translations. And I said, what's the problem, Ashish? She said, oh, she's blind in her eye, uncle, and she wants to be healed. And I was like, oh, my God. And then it just come back to my mind that I remember Sangate saying about ministry. And he said, just say what comes to your heart and mind. And so I just remember, I just put my thumb on her eye and I commanded the cornea, the iris, the retina, everything to join back together, everything to be healed. And I said it like within 10 seconds, maybe 15 seconds, however long it took to say that. Took my thumb off. And this next minute, this lady's walking off. And I said, well, what happened? Oh, she's healed, uncle. Just like it was a natural thing, you know. And then, so I called her back and I was putting my hand over a good eye and holding up fingers, and she could see perfectly. And so just seeing that, you know, our words are very, very powerful when we allow God to work in us. He gives us what to say. And like, you know, I didn't know what to say at that moment. I was pretty much in shock that this blind lady in one eye was coming to me, you know, and it was the first time. I thought, man, this is a big deal. Like, you know, my first ministry, and she's blind. you can imagine where my mind was at that time. But then God worked in me. God just brought back those words Sangate spoke to me, which was just say what you feel. And so I did that. And then it just reproduced itself in every other person that I ministered to. And people got really healed, you know. And there was another time I ministered to someone when I went with, I believe Tom was with us when we first went to Calcutta, before that area opened up. And the young man's mother was blind in one eye for a brain tumour. So she had a brain tumour, it was cancerous, and she couldn't see out of that eye. And I remember I got the privilege to minister to her, but nothing happened. And I was like, oh, wow, like, well, God, I've done everything. And, you know, I know that you was working in me what to say and everything. But we found out later on that same evening, after we had left, like, the villagers come and they asked, you know, who were these people that came. So this lady started to speak, And as she was speaking and sharing what went on that day, her eye opened in front of them. She could see through her eye. And then over the next few months, she was going back to the hospital. They couldn't find any brain tumor. They couldn't find anything there like that was, you know, that was there before. And I think I went back again. That was like in the February. And then I went back in the September. And there was thousands of believers there in that short space of time. We was in this meeting and this lady was, you know, bowing down, touching my feet. And I looked down and actually said, "Oh, uncle, that was the lady you ministered to who was blind in that eye." You know, and it was through her many of these people come. And so, like, we don't know sometimes the results of what goes on, but we get to find out. So God is really with us and he's energizing us. He's working in us. We can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. As he is, so are we in this world. And our words are very, very, very powerful. What we declare will come to pass, negative or positive. So there's a time to pray. And then there's a time to command. And you have that authority. As he is, so are you in this world. So you can stand before anything. And you say what you declare, what you want to happen. If you're under attack, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You know, we are really powerful people. And it's just coming into that realization and of who we are. And that God is energizing us by his Holy Spirit, that he gives us those perfect, perfect words. And other things that are happening, some doors are opening for Amber, my daughter-in-law. There's a girl that had been messaging me to come to the fellowship, but she doesn't have a car. And we're not running after anyone. Those days are gone. So I said, "Well, look, if you can make it there, that'd be great. Like, according to your desire, you come." So, but God kept putting her on my heart. And I'm thinking, well, I, you know, and she invited me to go over. And I'm like, it just wanted in my heart to go over. And I'm thinking, well, you know, me going over and then there's this girl and it don't seem right to me. Like, you know, it just didn't feel right, that situation. Then God showed me to give the contact to Amber. I didn't realize Amber knew this girl from before in her old life, you know, in the partying life. And so I said, "Amber, like, you know, there's this girl she really wants to... No, and I just felt that, like, God was showing me to give it to you. How do you feel?" She goes, "Well, I'm not chasing anyone," she said, "but yeah, get her number and I'll give her a message." So I got the number and now these guys are meeting up. So God was working it perfectly. So when we just do what God is showing, then the perfect work will happen. So I could quite easily got in the car, gone with Kim, gone over to her house, sat there. But like God was showing me, there was another way that he wanted that to happen. So I'm seeing just by practicing the sound doctrine, which are the right words from the Heavenly Father, and just doing that very boldly, regardless of what anyone says, things are beginning to happen. Doors are opening. People are receiving. People on the Zoom that weren't really receiving are now receiving. And now are using that spiritual ability of speaking by the Spirit and allowing God to energize them. And God will also put in our heart scriptures to share at the right time if he wants us to verify something. So just doing everything with God, but it's using that spiritual ability. We have great authority, guys. We're speaking from the right hand of God. That's where we live from. We live from above. We're not living from the senses realm any longer, but we live from above. Even though we're here in our physical bodies, we're seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. And the way that things happen is when we start to give it a voice, when we start to say what God says. And so this is what's really been blessing my heart and my life. And every day I wake up, sometimes I might have lots of things to do, other times I may not have a lot to do, but in those times I am so blessed. You know, I am where God wants me to be, and you know, he'll open up the doors where he wants me to fellowship, where he wants me to receive and to grow, to hear other people speaking those wonderful words from the heavenly throne room of grace. You know, we got the courts of heaven. You know, the courts of heaven, we can enter into his courts with praise and his, you know, into his presence. That, like it says in Hebrews, that let us come boldly before the throne of grace to find mercy and help in the time of need. We're not going to get a no. If you go to the courtroom to present your case, you could lose that case. But with God, we're not going to lose the case. Whatever we present before God, he's going to give it to us because he wants to give it to us. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to see his power at work. And he wants us to declare his word so that he can go to work, because it's really God doing the work by us. You know, like Paul said in Corinthians, he beseeched them. You know, God by them was reconciling them to him. So it's God by us. In other words, we're allowing God to speak through us. Give us those words. Give us that understanding and that enlightenment. And as we do, is as we act upon these wonderful encouragements that we've been receiving, what Sandgate's been sharing, what other people have been sharing, when we do, when we put it into practice, we start seeing great results. And I'm seeing them. And I'm just so blessed and thankful to God, being on this journey from 16 years old, being through many different ministries, many different classes, many different setups, many different mindsets of, you know, that I've had. And but finally, God has cleared everything out, because I decided to cease from my own works and to just allow him to work. And he's doing a mighty work today. And we're not down and out. No matter what's going on in this world, we're victorious. And this is a time for us to shine. This is a great time for laborers to come. And so that's my confession. Daily is a great day. It's a great time. People are desiring. God knows where these people are, and they're ready right now. And it's just the point is, are you ready in your heart, in your mind, and positioning yourself with God and making up our minds to speak boldly what God puts in our hearts? So, yeah, that's what I was inspired to share.